on the Racing Pulse, the Victorian preview.
4 minutes past ten, Victorian Form preview time. Stall today, Cranbourne tonight. Mark Guest is our stall man. How are you, Guesty?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Matt. Just a bit cold, that's all.
We have got your favourite song here. We're going to cue it up, and at some point in the next 10 minutes, we're going to give a little bit of a hint as to what your favourite song is, and it didn't surprise me either. I thought it was nice and smooth, just like you. So we'll... Well, that was a hint of it. Don't even think it was it, actually. What do you make of Stall today?
Yeah, I think there's a few chances there. I don't think we're going to get any huge prices there, saluting, but there's a few at around the $7 or $8, so hopefully they can get the money.
All right, just looking for track condition, soft six, so it's a bit of an in-betweener, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I just worked on a soft track last night. Yesterday.
All right. Hey, there's 9 races, so I guess we better crack the whip here. The first is a maiden over 1,100 metres. There are no scratchings. We've got a short price favourite from a very big stable. That's number 5, Inzaghi, at $2.10 for Anthony Friedman. $5.50, number 10, Warrary Rose for Ostie Coffee. $7, Shatterley, number 8, and $7.50, number 1, Firestone. And then we get out and out. A hot favourite here, Guesty.
Yeah, I think it'll go well, Inzaghi. Its races on soft tracks have been pretty good over a little bit shorter, 1,000 metres. Since its last run at Maui, when it finished third on that soft six, when it had every hope on the speed, backed in the favouritism there, by the way. It's had a jump out at Mornington, and it looked okay, so they just kept it up to the mark and should run very well. But I've made it second pick. It's got the tongue tied first time, by the way, Inzaghi. I've got number 2 on top, Mischievous Lad. I thought it represented pretty good odds at around the $8.50. Didn't mind its run at Maui when hitting the line over 1,100 metres on a soft track 2 starts back. And then its Cranbourne effort was on a much firmer track where it didn't have the best of luck. So I'm happy to go with the 2 each way, Mischievous Lad. Named after you, Matt, no question about that. Number 5, Inzaghi in for second. I'll throw in number 7 for third, Soas. He's had one start, now over the change of stables, and a recent jump out of Cranbourne, I thought, showed enough to run pretty well here in the David Noonan stable. He used to train up at Stall, and now he's at Cranbourne. And number 8, third, Shamotti, into fourth. And Warrary Rose has got a hope too. It's a recent jump out of Swan Hill. I thought it looked okay in Philly. But I put 2 on top from number 5, which could score, and then 7 and 8.
Mischievous Lad, $8.50, your top selection there for the legendary Gareth Andrews, who trains on track down there at Stall. A really good trainer, Gareth, with a small team, so have a look. Race 2, free ad for him there. You'll notice the 1,300 metre maiden here. Scratchings here in numbers 5, 6 and 10. Number 11, Total Craft, is the $3.30 fixed odds favourite for Ostie Coffee. Number 1, Bracken at $4.80. $5, number 8, I Dream of Gina. $6.50 for Cheneford, $7, number 8, Parfait Gardens, also Cowboy at $8, also Hoffy's Dream, and then out to 31, get the rest. I've never seen so many horses under 10-1 on the same race.
Yeah, there's a few hopes in this, and I hope people just don't head to Gareth Andrews' stable up at Stall, Matt, because it's in Pakenham, so I don't want them to go to the wrong area.
Oh, sorry, did I say Stall? It's Pakenham. It's Pakenham. I know it's Pakenham.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, look, we'll throw the 8 on top here. I Dream of Gina, who's had one run back, so it's going to be fitter, and it can get through the ground, which is going to be very important. It finished second on a soft 7 at Warrnambool, got back and finished off that race quite well. So things work out in running. 8 can win. I Dream of Gina. The 11 I've thrown into second, Total Craft, out of a Galileo mare, and there's nothing wrong with its last few starts. It should be able to get through. It's had a place on the soft and a placing on the heavy. So the soft track shouldn't be any issue at all, and it looks hard and fit. 8 from 11. Throw in number 9, Parafield Gardens having its first start. And I don't like tipping horses first go or first start in a race over a bit further, 1,300 metres. And there's a few horses here that can handle the soft. But I've liked that this Galileo's 2 jump outs. At the recent one at Warrnambool wasn't really pushed out until the last couple of hundred metres of the jump out. Yeah, it looked good. Number 9, Parafield Garden. So, got a bit of style about this filly. By Adelaide, out of a Rock of Gibraltar mare. I'm going with 9, 3rd, and 7. So, in Hoffy's Dream, who's had 3 jump outs in preparation for its first run back. And it's a recent one at Caulfield. I thought we'd ridden along, but still looked pretty good for its first go at the 1300. But there's others I can mention as well. So it's a pretty tricky race. 8.11.97.
And Matty Raymond trains Parafield Gardens, and Matty's career is just kicking off now down at Warrnambool, and Will Price to ride too. So really informed jockey and a promising young trainer there. Race 3 is over 1300 metres. Guesty, the scratchings here are 8 and 14. $3.60 favourite, number 9, Chaparral Bell. $3.70, number 6, Lon Rock. $3.90, number 7, Showbag. And then out to $7.50, All the Wine and Kaleski, number 13, at $8. So 3 at around about the same price here.
Yeah, well, I'm going for another one that's having its first run back and over 1,300 metres. But Chaparral Bell, gee, I was quite taken by its recent jump out. I think it's ready to go. It's got form around Kurumay, the city winner, of course, owned by the great Nick Quinn. And it wasn't beaten far on a soft track behind Harbour Views, going back to the Warrnambool Carnival last year. So it's got ability, this one. Mare by High Chaparral, as the name suggests, and of a Sirocco mare. So 9 from number 6. Lon Rock, who's had one run back, and that was quite a good effort. I mean, it was beaten a fair way by Paddy Mac, who's come out and won again. So it goes fairly well, Paddy Mac. So that form should be okay, and also obviously fitter. Hadn't raced for about 4 months or so of the first run. So you think it's going to improve a lot. 7 throwing in for 3rd, Showbag, and number 1, All the Wine. Next pick, 9, 6, then 7, 1.
9, 6, 7, 1 on the 3rd. The 4th is also a maiden. This one's over 1,600 metres. The scratchings are 7, 12, 15, 16, 17. Number 4, Mark the Horse, is at $2.60. $5 for number 1, I Am Bruno. And Think No Evil, number 9, $5.50. $6.50, number 1, B29. Is your selection within that little cluster there?
Yeah, number 4, Mark the Horse, will be very hard to beat. I made Chaparral Bell one of my best, and also this one as well, Mark the Horse, who's racing well. It's last two runs been in a harder race, and Persan won that race 2 starts ago on a heavy track, and Persan's come out and run very well since. And then it ran 3rd at Bendigo, Mark the Horse, on a good track. But I think with the soft conditions, just needs a bit of luck from the barrier. Mark the Horse should be hard to beat, not a strong maiden over a mile. I Am Bruno would be some chance. It's going to improve a lot and goes well second up. Throw in number 9, Think No Evil, who's got form around soft tracks. And 8, Son of Sunny, would be next pick. It wasn't beaten far at Wang, got back and finished off that race quite well. 4.398.
4.398 in race 4. Race 5 is a 3,600 metre benchmark 64, so this will take a while. Scratchings are 8, 12 and 14. Number 1, Castles Sanctuary D'Angelo at $2.30 for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. Number 2, Jaquila, $5.50. Number 3, Bakery Hill, $5.50. Number 4, Rebel with a Cause, $8.50. $9.50. Number 5, Britannicus. This market, I've never seen this before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the market are all progressively favourite down to ninth favourite, 7th favourite. Amazing.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if any of them won. I mean, it's I just felt Jaquila is going very well. It's bolted in at Echuca, won easily, you know, on that soft 7. I know it's got a step up to 3,600 metres, but it has a win around stall as well. That was on a good surface. But I like its wet track credentials, so it'll be one of the main chances. Jaquila, 7.50 was bet, or was firmed up to 5.50 this morning, but 7.50, that was about yesterday. Number 4 into 2nd, Rebel with a Cause on its home track, and it can get through the ground fairly well. And it should run the distance out. I mean, it won over 3,350 at Colac in the same sort of race, a 64 race. So Rebel with a Cause from the Dane Smith stable, it's got to go in. 6, Harvard, another one that's just going up a little bit in distance. It's been over the jumps and ran pretty well. And number 3, Bakery Hill, another one that's been over the jumps, who can show some flat ability. And I've got to throw one in as well, Castel de San Angelo, who's from the Waterhouse Bot stable, and Brad Willa on board, so can't be left out. Had a placing behind your killer. So there's a few hopes, like the prices suggest. 2, 4, 6, 3, then 1.
2, 4, 6, 3, then 1. We better probably clip it up a bit here. Race 6 is over 1,100 metres, and the scratchings here are numbers 11, 13 and 15. Favourite at $2.80 is Touch of Paradise, then out to $6.50 Royal Tyke, $7 Dio.
Yeah, very hard to beat number 10, Touch of Paradise. It hasn't raced since January. Got really good wet form and goes well fresh. It'll go forward and should be somewhere near the lead. It's had a jump out recently at Warrnambool and went really well. So I'm very keen on the 10 from number 1, Unfair Dismissal, whose wet form's all right. It's had two jump outs and it looked okay. 3, Dio will get back and run on strongly. Can handle a bit of give and got the claim. And number 6, Royal Tyke, not 10-1-3-6.
10-1-3-6, race 6, race 7, benchmark 58, Guesty over 1,600 metres. The scratchings are 2, 14 and 15. $2.40 favourite, number 6, Lady Delight for the powerful Simon Wild Stable. $4.40, number 1, Nova Way. $6.50, number 9, Costa Maya. $9.50, number 10, the front-running Free Willy. And then double figures the rest.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt the favourite's got a great chance, Lady Delight. I just felt that you could have something on number 5, Jean, who has the ability to get through a bit of ground, and its last few runs have been okay, so it's getting fitter. 1300, 1400, 1400, and now the mile distance where it's had a couple of placings. So it's one with a chance, but I'm not totally sold on it, but around the double figure odds, I think you can have something each way, number 5. Number 1, Nova Way, has got a chance. Its last couple of runs have been very good. Throw in 6, Lady Delight is coming off that third placing in Hamilton on the soft. And number 4, Brother in Arms next pick. I've got Jern Elvis on top, but it's not my favourite song, one of Elvis's, man.
Oh, you've reminded us too. Okay, yeah. Thanks for the prompt. Race 8 is 1,600 metres. The scratchings here are 13 and 14. $3.50 favourite is number 5, Magazine. Number 3, Jane's Angel at $4. $5, number 8, Royal Bower. And number 1, the Enzo, $6.50, and then double figures the rest.
Yeah, well, I put Magazine as the top pick. It had no luck, or it didn't two starts ago on a soft track at Morphettville, and that looks the right form. So I'm going with the 5, who's had this will be his fourth run back, Miles Suits. Number 3 and for second, Jane's Angel, probably the main threat. It's had one run back after over 2 months off, so it's a chance. 8, a Royal Bower, and number 2, Vane Tiger. 5 on top, Magazine.
All right, Magazine on top of the pile. Over to race at 9, this is the last, and the scratchings here are 1, 5, 8, 14 and 15. Right at the top, number 2, Chase Award. Flip of the coin at even money, $2. Number 6, Ginny Ann, $4.20. $4.80, number 4, Sunday Night Tea, and then out the gate the rest.
It's got a bit of residual fitness, number 6, Ginny Ann. It's the last race on the 22nd of April, and it's jumped out on the 13th at Warrnambool. It didn't get away well, but, gee, it looked good. So I think it's ready to go, and also the soft track suits it. So Ginny Ann for mine on top, number 6. Two others you've got to throw in for the quaddy. Number 2, Chase Award's got a hope. It's got good wet form, only lightly raced. 7, 3rd, It's a Shame Billy gets back and run on. Number 9, our Dexter on its home track. And number 4, Sunday Night Tea, who's right in the betting. 6, 2, 7, 9, then 4. The quaddy, Matt, 6 in the first leg. Race 6 is, there's 9 races. 10, 1, 3, 6 in the 5, 1, 6, 4. 5, 3 and 8, or Magazine 1 out, number 5. And 6, 2, 7, 9 and 4, my best. Chaparral Bell, race 3, number 9, race 4, number 4, Mark the Horse, and Magazine, race 8, number 5.
What do you think of this?
Oh, beautiful.
There you go. Guesty's favourite song. Thank you, Mark. Good luck today.
Thank you.
18 minutes past 10. We're going to take a break. Come back with Ray Huxley with two things, his Cranbourne selections and his favourite song.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
Just trying to queue up Ray Huxley's favourite song, and I should have known what it was before we even asked, because 15 years ago, don't tell us what it is, Ray, we will play it. Keith Hillier interviewed Ray at length over an hour and nominated this song, and it's stuck in my mind ever since, but we will let our listeners in on it shortly. How are you, Raymond?
I'm very well, thank you, Matthew. Good to speak to you again.
There's a few lyrics in this song that I caught my attention as well when I thought about them as well, so yes. All right, Cranbourne tonight, what do we make of it?
Well, we've got a heavy known track, and that's what I've been doing for the last 24 hours, looking for wet trackers. So hopefully we've found a few, and we'll finish on the right side.
All right. Well, let's whiz through, and then we can concentrate on your song. The first is a maiden over 1,000 metres. Scratch 2, 7, 9, 10, 13, and 16. Couple in the market here. Number 3, Patented at $3.10. Number 11, Pocket Goddess at $3.20. $4, number 6, Astro Ruby. And then creeping towards double figures most of the rest.
Yeah, it's those three are the main chances, I think. Patented was sent out, well, it was backed off the map in the start of the $1.40 favourite when it made its debut at Geelong back in January. It led them up, and they just nailed it right on the line. It finished up running third, got beaten about a neck, but was found to be lame after the race. Now, he's resuming today. He's a Bai Zhu star, and most of the breeds seem to handle wet ground okay. He went well in a jump out earlier this month, and I thought with the barrier one here, and he's probably the leader in the race, that he would be the one to beat. Number 11, Pocket Goddess, was placed on a slow seven at Warrnambool, so that's pretty good indication that she'll handle the ground okay here. She settled not far off the pace and ran on very well. Astro Ruby has had good support and will put in number one as next best. 3.11, 6.1.
3.11, 6.1 in the first. The second's another maiden. We scratch 3, 4, and 7. Drop the Mic, number one, is at $2.30. Number six, Art Heiress, $2.30 as well. So we've got $2.30 equal favourites and out the gate to The Magic Never Ends, number five, at $7.50 equal with Strobe Light. So we look like we have an arm wrestle in our hands here, eh?
Yeah, it does. Drop the Mic is a horse who will go forward. And whereas the other one, Art Heiress, it got a long way back on debut and finished off very strongly. So I thought in the small field it might suit the one rolling either in front or right on the speed. So I've gone with Drop the Mic to beat Art Heiress, who wasn't fancied its first start, but gee, it ran on strongly to run second at Bendigo. Drop the Mic has been placed. Its first start in the race was placed on heavy ground, so that's another thing in its favour. So I'll go one from six, next best, 5 and 8. 1.658.
1.658. Over to the third, 1,400 metre maiden. We scratch 1, 2, 10, and 14. Charm Wing for Hayes Hayes Dabernick, number 6, $2.70 favourite from number 3, Modulo, $4. $4.80, number 5, Sir Loft, $6.50, number 4, Merginella.
Yeah, it's a good race, this. I've gone with Charm Wing. I think it's a bit under the odds at the 270 because I think it's a pretty strong maiden. And this bloke, he's two runs to date, or her two runs to date, Charm Wing, have been good. She's by Canford Cliffs, who I believe is a very good sire and a very good sire of wet track horses. So Charm Wing is my number one selection. But, gee, it's a good class maiden, this. And I think 270 is a little bit under the odds. If you want to back it, I think I'd be holding out and you'll get a bit better. Number three, Modulo, was an excellent first up second. And chances also to number five, Sir Loft, and down to number 12, So You Beauty. Strong maiden, 6, 3, 5, 12.
It is a strong maiden. Race four is a 1,300 metre class one. The scratchings here are numbers 3 and 6. 7, La Croft, is a $3.60 fixed odds favourite. Number 1, Designer Chef, $4.80, out to $5.50. Number 2, Alone Hero, and Smart Charge at $6.50, $7 defend.
Yeah, La Croft, on a dry track, this would be a good thing. The query is, on wet ground, it's never been on heavy ground. It was on a soft 7 at Morfordville last start when it ran 5th. It's very, very green. Its maiden win at Strathalbyn on the 15th of April has to be seen to be believed. It's, I reckon she sat 6 wide all the way with no cover and then ran all over the place in the straight and still won by about 5 lengths. And then she was very, very green at Morfordville last start when she ran 5th on that slow 7. They have put blinkers on for the first time today, and she's drawn barrier 1. She'll go forward today, and I think she'll be... If she handles the wet, that's the big query. But if she handles the wet, I think she'll be winning the race. Designer Chef, number 1. All its four runs today have been very, very good. And then we go to numbers 8 and 2. Next best, 7.182.
7.182 in the fourth. The fifth, we scratch the number 8. This is a 1,200-metre benchmark 64. Number 6, The Executioner. Cute name. $3.30, fixed odds favourite. Number 4, Black and Tan, $4.20. $4.40 for number 7, South Street Boss, $8.50. Beers with Clint, number 2.
Yeah, very open race. I like 7 from 6, South Street Boss from the Executioner, but they both get back in their races. They'll both be running on strongly. Black and Tan won okay last start. He's got a chance again. And number 2, Beers with Clint, might improve on a pretty ordinary first up run. 7642.
Race 6 is over 1600 metres. Scratch numbers 3 and 5. Favourite here is Broomstock, number 6 at $2.25. $4.60, Villasace, number 1. $5.50, number 8, Southern Yankee. $6, number 2, Captain Harry.
Yeah, I think Boomstock might be a pretty good horse this time round. He's always had a good deal of potential, and it's just taken him a little while. He's had the 2 runs back this time in. He'll be better when he gets to 2,000 metres, but in this relatively small field, only 8 runners, I think he can sit back and be too strong at the end. He does look like a really nice type. To beat number 1, Villasace, promises a lot, delivers very little. And then 8 and 9 next best, 6189.
6189, race 6. Race 7 is a marathon on a wet track, so they'll be staggering home here. The scratchings are 1, 4, 6, 8, 11. Favourite at $2.30 is Indiana Lily for Shay Eden, number 7. $4.40, number 10, Skyway Star. $4.60, number 3, Florida Dream. $4.80, Monmouth, number 9. $7, Savvy Ken. Moods' Jumper. So what do we make of this marathon?
I like, I'm very keen on number 9, Monmouth, who is a winner on a heavy 10 track at Geelong in April. That was over 2455 metres, and he led all the way on that occasion. And that's his go. He's a very good, consistent galloper. He's a bit of a plodder, but he just keeps rolling along. And Alison Bennett's obviously got him very, very fit for this, and I think he will be winning the race. Number 5, Savvy Ben, has been schooling over hurdles, so he'll be good and tough for this. Number 7, Indiana Lily, the favourite for the race. I'm half bagging her because of the wet track. And number 3, Florida Dream, might have a chance as well. But I'm keen on the 9. I think it's the value bet. 9 from 5, 7 and 3.
I hope you're right. Alison's a mate of mine, and I hope
she's a good trainer.
She's a great lady and a great trainer, and hopefully she can win the 7th race at Cranbourne tonight. Let's go to the last. This is over 2060 metres. The scratchings here are numbers 4, 8 and 12. 3 Stellar Impact is the red hot favourite at $1.90. Next best, $3.70, Flag Edition.
Yeah, I think it's a bit too, well, it's too short. A horse who's never, ever raced on either a slow or a heavy track, and they want you to take $1.90, I'm not very happy about that. So I'm going to be having something on number 6, Global Sanction, who does handle the wet okay. And last couple of runs have been very sound. So in the last, I go 6 to beat the favourite, 6 from 3, 5 runs on hard. And that's about it, I think. 6, 3, 5, next best, 10.
How are we going to play Cranbourne tonight, Raymond?
I think the best, I'm going with the 4.80 chance. Race 7, number 9, Monmouth. I think the value is in the last. Race 8, number 6, Global Sanction, around $8. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, 2.467. Second leg, 1.68. The third leg, 3.579. Last leg, 3, 5, and 6.
I thought Bob Seger was going to jump in and give the last two legs of the quaddie there. Just before we sign off, why is Hollywood Nights your favourite song, Raymond?
Just the way that it swings along. I reckon it's the best 5 minutes of toe-tapping music you could imagine.
Oh, I agree with you. Good on you, Raymond. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
It's bang on 10:30, which means it's time for the great Gareth Hall and RSN Central.